This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, thank God we're back.
Whew. I agree. Oh. Hey, you got a new hairdo.
Oh, I dyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
I need to look good, you know, when I go home next week.
Oh. Yeah. Maine's not home, though.
Yeah, well, I know. And yet, the East Coast is like, I always go, oh, that's home. That's because I picture my house there, you know, where I grew up. But even then, Maine isn't home. I guess it's just closer to my old home than here.
It's cool, though. We're going to Maine.
Yeah. Should be good. Some island. Ferry. You have to use a ferry to get there.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. I hope you like it.
I'm sure I will.
It's going to be great. Oh, my God. We did. I am happy to be here because at this job, I get to sit here and laugh with my friends and we chat about dumb stuff. And
just back to your yard again.
Oh, my God. It's almost over. I swear to God, I spent the entire weekend on my knees and not in a good way. I'm like my knees are so sore from my knee pads, the way they clamp onto the back.
What's
of your
the good
leg
way?
And stuff. You know, the good way. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, the good way for... Well, it's nice that you refer to it that way.
Yeah.
You're a nice lady.
I am a nice lady. I'm a giver, Vin.
Huh.
All this weekend, we stained our deck. So that's it. That was the last, like, we had to power wash it, and then it had to be sanded in some places, and then...
So it's done.
Well, today I get to get back on my knees and wipe off a lot of the... Because it's like an oil, and it has to sit...
So it's not done.
No, it's almost done. It's almost done. And then by like Thursday, I can put furniture on it again. It's going to sit there.
And then it's done.
Well, it's, you know, still got a few little ticky-tack things to do, Vin. But yes, just as we leave, like this vacation is just in so the wrong place. Like this going to Maine. I got a party to throw, people.
Well, don't cancel Maine. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, no, I would never. My kids are so excited.
I bet. Yeah. I am too.
Yeah, you're good. I'm going to hold you down and make you eat so much lobster.
Oh, we're going to love it.
Yeah. Steamers. It's going to be good.
So, Friday night, I went and saw Incredibles, like I told you guys I was going to.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved that movie.
Yeah.
I had the best time. It's so good. Did
broke
you see
all
it?
The records, no.
Oh, it did break all the records? It
it's
was
the
so
biggest, by
good.
Like $50 million, it's the biggest animated movie opening.
You just... Yeah, it's animated, except it's not. You're completely in that world. Mm. It's so beyond belief that you just...
Would you say it's better than the first one? Because that was
I'd say it's as
talk.
Good.
It's
I don't
right
see
there.
Any reason why someone would
love
say...
love the story.
The story's great. It's all good. Yeah. I don't... You know, I mean, I guess the reason you'd say, oh, it's not as good as the first one is because the first one's the first one.
Yeah.
You know?
It was the one that sort of put you in that world.
Right. And... So, I mean, that's sort of where you get that... Well, that one is the one because you're right back in the world. It's everything's just as good. The voices are the same. It's all good. I loved it.
What did your daughter think?
She liked it a lot, but she's, you know...
Yeah, she's only four.
She's right. She doesn't... A lot is missing her. We're at a weird age. I really like four, but I also think that she's got a lot of words without quite understanding what they all mean. She's got a lot of... She's caught in the middle here. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure.
She's not picking up everything. Like the other night, I at dinner, she had stuff all over her, and I giggled because she looks so cute. And she's like, it's not nice to laugh at people. You're making fun of me. And I went, honey, your dad's not making fun of you. Your dad's laughing because you look so cute. I was told I'm not supposed to laugh at... And I'm like, oh, my God, the teachers are doing the best they can. I get it. But kids can't differentiate stuff.
When a teacher tells them something, it's law. Like, no, that's not what happens. you know, they come home with whatever information. You go, that's not true. Go, just, no, it is true. My teacher told me, like, your teacher doesn't know everything. No, they do.
Well, and I don't want to contradict, so right. I'm caught in the middle here. Like, look, your dad wouldn't make fun of you.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't.
Yeah,
I'm not doing
just
that
tell her,
to
question
you.
Everything. Like, don't take anything that anybody says as absolute truth. Find your own truth.
I was just trying to eat.
Yeah.
I couldn't help
cute
but
cute little girl,
little.
Giggle.
She had food on her face. And like,
why are you making fun of me?
You're so cute. Whatever. And viva Mexico,
everyone.
Are they coming
in today or what?
They're not. We have a meeting today.
Oh.
Cancel that crap. We got stuff to do today. I'm like, you guys, you can't hang. Sorry. What I'm supposed to do?
Just let them come in. They can go play.
No, they're like,
meeting's
we
like
wanna,
half an hour.
Well,
at the most.
Because, no.
Bummer.
No, I told them we got stuff to do. We're working today. And I don't think it's going to be a half hour.
Is it just the quarterly meeting?
Right.
I think Greg's pretty good about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's going to do a talent contest, but I do.
Phew! That's one reason I'm you know, the only thing that I'm glad Susan has gone over is that, you know, this talent contest idea of hers is over.
I do think, though, that we're still new intercom. There's still a lot changing in transition. I don't know what they'll get into entirely, but I know our 401ks have had to flip.
Oh.
I don't know if they'll... They probably won't, right?
Flip what? What do you mean
I
they won't?
I don't think they're going to discuss
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean.
There's no... There'll be no HR cleanup conversation.
I'm not going on that. I have things to do.
Well, right. Except
you
that,
can't be
you know.
Talking about HR.
Well, anyway, no, they're not coming in because we have a meeting.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So
she
was like, well, aren't we going to, we would go to lunch and I'll be in the city for the, I'm like, dude, you missed your window. Your window was Thursday.
Oh man. He slammed the window on their fingers. Did you see that?
Well,
this is a half hour meeting.
Says you.
Says the
says
world.
Says your dreams.
Oh my God. I'm timing it. Besides, Vinny's the guy who parks. I swear to God, he comes in, he stands by the door. And then the minute the guy goes to take a breath, like you look around and pew! I think Vinny went to get a Coke.
Well, I'm, you know, the quarterly meetings are fine, but it's not really my bag.
No. Oh, God. Meetings. Are they anybody's bag? Even people who
some
schedule
people.
Meetings. Yeah,
sure.
I guess so.
Yes, yeah, some people.
The thing about meetings, in my experience, is that, you know, you talk about all these things, you make the first couple meetings, you're like, this is great. This is going to be, look at the last figuring everything out. And then you realize, 100 meetings in, like, oh my God, we're still talking about the same stuff from the first meeting and nothing's gotten done.
Right.
And then you get a look at your supervisor's notebook and at the top it says, greet everyone. I'm like, oh my God, were you going to forget to do that? Ask how everyone's doing. It's a good thing you wrote that down. What else is on that list? Oh, there's nothing else? Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
So, yeah, they're not
I'm sorry
in.
To not see them. That's too bad. Is she, how much longer is she on vacation for?
Today was the last day.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, but she's, I mean.
So she's working while you're on vacation for the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What do you mean? Oh, she's home. She works from home.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But still, it would have been nice if you guys could have taken off. And.
Oh, no, there's no taking off. I want to stay home. I'm going to exercise.
Oh, God, on vacation, I swear to God, that's the last thing I'm going
to
do.
I don't have time to do it normally. I can't wait to just ride my bike, drop some pounds, eat healthy food, not find myself.
That sounds horrible. Sounds like work.
No, I like
it. The only time I will ever work out, and listen, the only time I ever want to is never. But the only time I will is when I actually had to work that day. Like, I work out Monday through Thursday. That's it.
Our summer vacation is usually where I get my act together.
Day off
in
is
fact,
a day
usually
off.
Usually at the end of our vacation, I'm 10 pounds down
oh,
and looking
boy.
Like I remember I'm supposed to look.
Oh, boy. That's just crazy.
Why?
I can't. Like, when I'm on vacation, I feel like I deserve to sit on my ass. Like, I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, it's a vacation day. Why would I do anything I don't want to do?
Well, that's where we're different. I want to exercise.
Oh.
And I want to drop 10.
Well, listen, I want to drop 10. What I want is a magic pill to make it happen.
So
this
I'm
working out thing is BS. I don't like it.
No, I like it.
Oh, boy.
But so by my house, it rained all weekend.
What?
It rained all weekend.
Oh, wow. Totally sunny at
Cloudy
my house.
And rainy all weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So funny. We came over the hill for fathers to take party to dinner.
That would be Marty, your father-in-law.
Right. And right over the hill.
Yeah.
Out of the rain and
sunny
into
day.
The sun.
Yeah.
I mean, it was windy as hell here.
It was windy.
Well, everywhere, I should say, but raining.
Yeah. We had to blow the deck off 5 million times while we were trying to stay in the damn thing.
Oh.
The wind. Oh. But no rain. We had a little, we had like a smattering, like when I woke up on, I guess it must have been yesterday morning. And I was like, oh, what did it rain? Like it seemed a little damp, but you're telling me it was
rained.
Rainy days. Like big drops, not just like thick mist.
Not pouring rain, but it rained. It actually rained. Like anyone who came over the hill looking for summer found winter.
Oh.
And was bummed. So it was laughable.
Well, maybe it'll keep them away, Ben.
Well, it didn't keep them away because I think most people...
You got plans. You booked a room.
...expected the sunshine until they hit that 17 and went, what is this? And you even expect it to burn off, right?
Mm-hmm.
The June gloom.
Absolutely,
it'll burn
yep.
off by noon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice rhyme-ish.
Rain all weekend. I just laughed.
Did you surf this weekend?
I didn't.
Oh.
There's no surf.
Oh.
I won't surf.
Just too windy?
It's just junk. Yeah. Summer's junk. There's no summer surf.
That's right. You hate summer. I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm not into surfing anyway.
But I'll run and bike and drop 10 and look good naked again. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Oh. Right now I'm like, oh.
Who would want to do this guy? God. Oh, dad bod. People are into that, apparently.
There's that right there.
Oh, I have that, too. I didn't know that was what it was called.
It makes that sound, too.
When you look at it, it goes...
Yeah, sure does.
So what you think?
I'm going to drop that.
Yeah.
It goes fast.
It's so funny. When me and John, sometimes we'll stand in front of the mirror and just look at each other naked, like, you know, we're so doomed. We're 100 years old. And John goes, he goes, these are where like the rain gutters are, right? I go, dude, those are eaves. Like, we have like an overhang there. It's so the opposite.
That's just mean.
Yeah, well, we both have them. You know, I was pointed out on both of us. Things are not looking good at our house.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, with all the work you guys do, you'd think that.
Well, you would think that, but it's not the same. I guess
you should
it's
be
just
like,
not the same.
You should be farmer healthy.
What, like bad teeth with like a...
No, farmer healthy. Like all you do is work in the goddamn yard all day from start of the day till the end of the day.
I agree with you.
You should have farmer health.
Like I always think
that... What's wrong with you guys?
That would be the case, but it's just not how it happens.
You've
I don't
been
know.
Working in your backyard all day every day for two
years.
Bleeping years.
Well, how are you? 1 year and 9 months, Finny. Let's,
oh, sorry.
You know. That hasn't been quite 2 years. No, but I don't, because I agree with you that it seems like when you work like that, that it should be, you should be like getting healthy just by proximity to work. But it's just not the same. John's like, I just don't get any cardio anymore and I need to do sit-ups. I don't know. It seems like you're just in bad, like I was just hunched over scrubbing all weekend. Ugh.
Yeah, but isn't that I core? Aren't you doing core when
apparently
you're...
Apparently not, because I'm not looking any
bending
better.
And moving your arms and stretching. And
you eat crap, your food, you like have to run and grab something real quick to eat, and I don't know.
You're home. What do you mean?
Yeah, so like there's a bag of Cheetos in the pantry. I'm going to grab those.
For
seems
lunch?
That seems like a good lunch.
All right.
Fill me up.
I don't get
paint
it.
Paint my fingers orange.
Cheetos.
I don't know. You just don't make as good of choices or something.
All right.
I agree with you. It seems like doing that kind of work, you should be pretty fit. It just doesn't seem to be the
you
way.
You ever seen a construction guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're not. Those are the construction dudes in Maxim magazine or whatever magazine chicks look at for Construction Dudes Weekly. That's
right.
Every construction dude I've ever met does not look like that.
What?
I've never met one hot construction dude, except for you, Richard. You're totally hot. Don't worry. They're bigger. Come on, Bryn, back me up. They're bigger dudes.
It depends on their age, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You know, you start in your 20s, you're pretty fit. But then as you get older...
Because you were any.
It's work and it's laborious, but it's not...
It's just not the same.
You're just hurting yourself, really.
Right. what you're doing is ruining your body.
You guys are crazy.
No, I'm telling you.
What about Chip and Joanna?
Dude, that dude has a gut, too. She's tiny.
And that dude just, like, points fingers and walks away
from the job
site.
No doubt. Yeah, they're like, oh, he's like, oh, it's demo day, my favorite day. And then they show him swinging the sledgehammer. And then you know he goes to his trailer. He's like, all right, I just, you know, my back's been bugging me. I'm going to leave this to the crew we have here.
All right, well.
The manual labor.
I've known construction guys in my day, and I've known them to be super fit.
Really?
Yeah, healthy.
Must have been unionized.
Yeah, who are they?
A lot of guys.
I'd love it if there were hot construction guys at my house.
A lot of the guys I grew up with, because of the growth in Southern California at the time, they saw big money out of high school and said, screw college, I'm going into a trade. And I'm going to be rich.
Yeah.
And they were. They made a ton of dough
early on. Let's find them on Facebook right now and see if they're still hot.
Well, I don't know if they're still hot, but they were all in great shape through most of their... What are you talking
about? Well, sure, in your 20s, you do look good.
Right.
You know how it is. You hit 30 and suddenly, what's happening to my body? Well, I thought I was always going to be hot.
I looked good into my 40s and then I had a kid and that's where
it
dropped.
Oh, no, that's true. That is true.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. You looked amazing. He's still adorable.
No, there's no saving what you just did.
They say it's not polite to laugh, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Right.
Ha, ha, ha. Age.
Whatever.
It's the best. Hooman, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, well.
Did you raise money for disenfranchised youth?
We miraculously finished The Punisher.
We did. We had a nice dinner last night and finished
Finally.
The Punisher.
Very bloody ending.
Two bloody ass episodes, like eye gougings and face beatings. And
killer, huh?
I had my hand over my face for a solid 5 minutes. Just like, you know how you look through just the crack of your finger to see if it's a part you can watch or not? And then you see like a dude's thumbs and a guy's eyeballs. I'm like, I'm not going to watch that part. I think we were all scrolling.
Yeah, there was one moment where we all screamed when he was just cutting that guy's face up. You're like,
oh, yeah, dragging his face down the mirror. I actually watched that. That was pretty good.
Oh, you did watch that part?
Billy Russo.
Well, he is the Punisher.
He's got to punish him. And that guy is so, he's a really good-looking guy. He's like the adversary. He's his old Marine buddy.
Yeah.
And he
I don't know. Kind of doesn't, he's got a long neck.
The longest neck I've ever
really
seen.
And doesn't really have a chin. Like, he's...
No, he's good looking. He grows on you. At first, you're like, wow, he's sort of geeky looking. But, you know, they play him off like he's the prettiest. You know, he's just such a pretty boy. He doesn't have a mark on him. And it was funny because in one of the episodes we watched before the Punisher completely ruined his face, I was looking at him. He had this shirt on that had like this collar, like a t-shirt that the collar was a little bit like... It almost like they were trying to really highlight the fact that the guy's neck is like a foot long.
Yeah.
He's the longest neck I've ever seen.
Right.
Apparently he's also in the Westworld as well.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know that.
What's
I don't
he doing
watch
Westworld?
It.
I don't either.
He plays a guy named Logan.
Oh. Is he a robot? Or is he?
I've only watched one episode and I jumped off of it.
Yeah, I think. Didn't we watch it together?
Yeah,
we were
probably.
Like, Yeah, I don't know. People do love that show, though. Yeah, that Billy Russo guy, he got his. Woo. Shot him right in the face. That's good.
Wow, you're just spoiling stuff everywhere.
Don't worry.
You're off to a great start this morning.
It was not ruining anything for you. Never terrible.
Vinny's hot construction workers was the Village People. They're fat now, too. What's wrong with you people?
That's so funny. 510 says, keep it up, Vinny. We've been laughing with our kids and playing practical jokes on them forever. Now at 12 and 14, they're the funniest kids and have such great senses of humor. They can play fun-loving jokes on others that aren't hurtful, and their feelings don't get hurt over the littlest things. So keep up what you're doing.
Aw. Yeah, it's just one of those things. That was just an example of this
new...
She doesn't really... She's not able to differentiate things. If you tell her something, she just takes that as... She's not smart enough yet to sort of go, okay, there's shades of gray here. Right. This is dad laughing at me because I have something on my face. I'm a cute kid, right, and he loves me, as opposed to one of the tyrant kids at school or daycare that are laughing because they're trying to insult you and make you feel lower than they are and improve their status among the other. Who knows?
Get
what.
That pecking
order. That guy
going.
Right there. That guy. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. But whatever. There I was at the table like.
It's hard raising kids. It is. You just feel like every little thing that you say or do could really be the thing that sticks with them. And, you know the little things you remember throughout your life. They're always just some mean thing somebody said or some.
Why are you so ugly?
Some point. Oh, Jesus, dude. That isn't even the one I was thinking of, but that was a harsh one. Why are you so ugly?
What were you thinking of? Because I don't know.
Just
that
other things. Just, you know, I don't want to mention them all because then you'll have them and you'll use them against me. But just things that people say to you that influence you, just little things. And they think it's a totally innocuous comment maybe. And it just turns out to be that thing that changes the way you feel about yourself or the way you feel about something that you do or like or said. It's tough. It's hard because you realize when you're a parent that you are that, for a few years anyway, you're like the main role model. Like you're the one that they look to for all their behaviors. And it's
quite a responsibility, Vinny. I hope you take it seriously.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, as serious as I can.
Yeah, I know. It gets old. Believe me.
Well.
Ooh, so glad they're so old now. I feel like they're formed. They made it. They survived me as their mother. Thank God they had their dad. Speaking of that, I totally forgot to ask you what happened on Father's Day.
Nothing. Oh. We had a nice dinner out on Saturday night with party. We had a nice day on Sunday.
Did you get left alone to do your own thing?
I did not.
Oh,
no.
That's in fact, that's all you really wanted.
I sat down to watch. So the kid falls asleep.
Last night?
No, in like the Sunday morning, the kid was up too early and then fell asleep at like 11. And I'm all, oh my God, I'm going to go watch Brazil and I think it's Sweden.
Yeah.
Play soccer. And the missus goes, I'm going to take a nap too. She goes down for a nap and I swear I hit the recliner like the.
Oh no.
And my kid's all, Dad, what do you want to do with me? Oh my God. What happened and where's your mom?
Your mom went for a nap. Oh, she's so smart. She knew.
So I just went,
Happy
you know
Father's
what? I didn't
Day.
Even try. I just knew what was coming. I just put the chair down and said, let's go for a ride. Just got her out of that. There was no way that was going to go any other way than, and now what? And now what? And next? And then? So I just went, let's go. Let's leave.
You going to send her to the neighbor's house?
No, we went for a drive and I took her to the beach and we got some energy out. And then mom writes and it's like, hi, family. I'm all.
Oh,
why you?
Wrote her back.
Oh, really?
And I go,
pow.
You finish your nap. We're going to be home and you will be up. And she goes, okay.
Should have written back, Happy Father's Day.
No, it was all good. It's all good. So I got home and was like, I'm tapping out.
Your turn.
Luckily.
I like the tag team.
Yeah, you're it.
There was Xfinity. That was exactly right. So Xfinity keeps the games for replay.
Right, right.
So I did a replay of the Brazil game. Brazil, what are you doing? You're supposed to win that.
Did
they lose?
They tied, but they're Brazil.
They're going to get beat up when they go home.
See, Germany lost.
Germany.
Oh,
what's
yeah,
with
to
you?
Mexico?
Yeah, Mexico.
Good for them.
You know what's interesting about that? What? I don't know if Vinny's going to cover this, but it's their fourth time facing each other in the World Cup, and Germany's won three of the past four. This is the first time Mexico beat them.
Germany's a powerhouse. Mexico. They're the champs, and
yeah,
they're expected
you always hear about
to
them
be, and they lost. So I was loving that. Mm. I got Mexico. I said that early on.
You did. You yeah. actually did.
So
yeah, they is Brazil or was it like Colombia or something where they came back from a World Cup and like a bunch of the players got killed or
yeah,
their
Colombia.
Families got killed. Like
there's
they,
a lot
you need
of
to win. There's some
passion
real
for this.
Pressure on some players. Right. Other players are like, oh, this is fun. And some of them are like, my family's going to be killed if I don't. Could you guys throw this because. Probably it's going to go better for you if you lose.
Anyway.
People care very passionately about the World Cup was everywhere this weekend.
Yeah.
Or so I hear. I didn't leave my house. Whew. All right. It's 6:10. Holy crap. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.